I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, a season on the brink author John Feinstein recalls calling out Bob Knight on an alleged joke about Hitler. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
There are no good jokes about Hitler.
You got
there
that
really
right.
There really aren't.
The weekend, some regard as the most fabulous feast of pro football, has arrived. It's Wild Card Saturday today, and it'll be followed by Wild Card Sunday tomorrow. Which games will you be watching?
I will be watching, in person, the Atlanta Falcons at the New York Giants, the game that apparently nobody really cares about.
And Giants fans
and
probably
then I
do.
Will also, I'm very interested in Detroit and New Orleans because I think Detroit can go down there and steal that game.
Meanwhile, in a college basketball game unaccountably played in the Orange Bowl, West Virginia topped Clemson 70-33. West Virginia must have a terrific defensive team to have held Clemson to just 33 points.
Especially since they were half asleep, probably. Although, you have to admit, if your offense scores 70 points, your defense plays a lot. Because they're on and off the field very fast.
I need to interrupt you for a moment to point out that it was, in fact, a football game in which 103 points were scored.
Yes, the same day, by the way, West Virginia's basketball team held whoever they were playing to 59 points. So not only did West Virginia football team beat Clemson in the Orange Bowl, it would have beaten the team that its basketball team had played, too.
I had assumed that when it was determined that LSU and Alabama would play in Monday's bowl championship game, even people who hate the current system and clamor for a playoff would acknowledge that the winner of that game could legitimately shout, "We're number one," but apparently I was wrong.
Yeah, there's some idiocy going on among the voters. This has been billed as the national championship game. What that means is if you win the game, you win the national championship. And I'm not an advocate of a playoff, you know. I say let a thousand flowers bloom. I love the Bulls. I don't care. I don't give a damn that there are some big-time sports columnists who want another major event to go to every year. I'm perfectly happy with the current system, but let's not sabotage it by not making sense.
New England Patriots offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien has not yet officially been announced as the new head coach at Penn State, but already Penn State fans are up in arms. Why is that?
Because they hired a guy with no connection to the previous regime. Now, given the way the previous regime ended, you and I might think, hey, cut the ties clean, but no. Enabling decades worth of alleged child molestation doesn't eliminate the fact that people like LeVar Arrington are going to take their Penn State stuff down off the wall because Bill O'Brien was hired from outside the family. I keep waiting for the door to close as someone's kissing Michael Corleone on the hand.
7 games into the shortened 2011-2012 NBA season, the Sacramento Kings fired head coach Paul Westphal. The Kings said it was because the team had started 2-5. Some have suggested there was another reason.
Yeah, he's not getting along with a dim, spoiled brat named DeMarcus Cousins, who happens to be their promising young center. Cousins didn't get along with John Calipari at Memphis either, okay? And if you can't get along with John Calipari, you can't in college, you can't get along with anybody. This guy is a coach killer. He will do this again. He will get traded at some point from Sacramento and get the coach to the team he gets traded to fired.
Back in the early days of Only a Game, I visited the University of Connecticut specifically because the best men's basketball team and the best women's basketball team lived on the same campus, and that doesn't happen very often. Does this mean I should be booking my flight for Waco, Texas?
I am, in fact, going to Waco, Texas in February to do this very story for Grantland.com. The Baylor Bears men's team and the Baylor Bears women's team are both, you know, ranked very highly this year. They're both undefeated. They've got 33 straight wins in the two programs. And let's not forget, the Heisman Trophy went to Waco this year, too.
The football team wasn't
this
too bad.
This is obviously a comeback from the dreadful situation of one player shooting another and the subsequent cover-up under Dave Bliss a while back. I presume Waco is overjoyed by these developments and good for them.
Charlie, given all the talk about concussions and the damage caused by violence in hockey, are you surprised to hear Brian Burke, general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs, describe the decline of the role of the enforcer in the game as, quote, dangerous?
No, because there are going to be people like this in hockey until hockey grows up and starts making sense with itself. Burke says that if you don't have goons, guys will cheap shot each other and not, quote unquote, face retribution. Swell. Let him come to BU and talk to Ann McKee about post-concussion syndrome, and then the rest of us will talk to him.
Texas Rangers outfielder Josh Hamilton has a history of drug and alcohol addiction, and the team employs an accountability partner in order to keep him on track. And the guy who had been doing that job has left to become hitting coach for the Milwaukee Brewers. But it sounds like the new guy will have sort of an extra incentive to do a good job, wouldn't you think?
Yes. Another problem, by the way, that Connie Mack never faced when he was managing baseball is making sure you have a replacement accountability partner when the accountability partner takes the job as the hitting coach of the Milwaukee Brewers. Yeah, Josh Hamilton's new accountability partner will be his father-in-law, who will wield certainly, through Mrs. Hamilton, a considerable amount of influence. I don't mean to make light of this. Josh Hamilton is a terrific story. If this is what he needs to keep his life on track, it's wonderful. I'm just saying that that as close-minded as baseball can be and has been in the past, this is good to see.
Serena Williams, who has 39 career singles titles and 13 Grand Slam wins, declared this week that she doesn't love tennis. What?
She wants to direct, Bill. Not only that, but the obvious follow-up was, well, you must love other sports. And the answer was, no.
No, not particularly.
What I really want to do is sing. Yeah.
Is this a way of saying, you people don't understand how good I could have been if I cared?
That's a very good question. I mean, she's had health problems and foot injuries the last couple of years, and she is 30 years old. She might be slowing down. But this is really kind of a serious way to do this.
It's a story that might have been lost under all the news about the teams that made the postseason, but we can't ignore the ingenuity of Rocky McIntosh of the NFL's Washington franchise, right?
Yeah, if you want proof that the NFL is just basically a really big summer camp for violent people, free agent linebacker Rocky McIntosh decided he was going to break curfew. He didn't care who knew it, but he arranged the pillows in his bed to look like he was sleeping there.
Yeah.
Aha, said Mike Shanahan.
You'll not fool me
with your Jedi mind tricks. And I suspect Rocky McIntosh, if he plays anywhere, will be playing elsewhere next year.
And finally, Charlie, I assume that you, like me, and many, many, many officials, have never entirely understood soccer's offside rule. So it's great, isn't it, that the Royal Mint has finally addressed this problem?
Yes, they put it on the back of a 50 pence coin in time for the 2012 Olympics, which is really good because anyone who watches soccer realizes the way they really call offside is by flipping a coin surreptitiously anyway. Heads offside, tails no. So I think this will simplify the process greatly.
Charlie Pierce writes the politics blog for Esquire magazine, and of course he joins me each week at this time on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.